Okay, Pioneer Prairie Princess promo, take 17.
Disney has brought us many princess stories. We've seen an Arabian princess, a Native American princess, a mermaid princess, and a frozen princess. Why not a Pioneer Prairie princess? Like all princesses, Pioneer Prairie Princess would talk to the local wildlife.
Come to me, little rattlesnakes and leeches.
There would be the lovely dinner scene.
Are these buffalo chips vegan? Are you sure this water's sanitary? It looks questionable to me.
And every princess must dance at a ball.
Yee-haw!
Swing your sweetie across the plain. Promenade west with the wagon train.
My feet hurt.
Of course, every princess has that climactic moment where they break out in a song that defines them.
Just smell the grass, the dirt, just like I dreamed they'd be. Just feel that summer breeze, the way it's calling me. For like the first time ever, I'm completely free. I could go running and racing and dancing and chasing and leaping and bounding, hair flying, heart pounding and splashing and reeling and finally feeling. That's when my life begins.
Quit singing and get back to the wagon.
Our Pioneer Prairie Princess, like every princess, would experience extreme conflict.
My foot hurts and I have to go to the bathroom.
But I asked you if you had to go back in Ohio.
I didn't have to go then.
And then there's that moment when our Pioneer Prairie Princess comes face to face with her prince.
Ew, was that you or the oxen? Ugh!
Let's maybe rethink that whole Pioneer Prairie Princess idea. Don't you think?